Morning Watch, Noah, Daniel, and Job, Patterns of Living and Overcoming Life on the Line of Life to Fulfill the Economy of God, Week 3. The Victory of the Overcomers Seen with Daniel and His Companions. Tuesday, Related Verses. Daniel 1, verses 8 and 16. Verse 8. But Daniel set his heart not to defile himself with the king's choice provision and with the wine that the king drank. So he requested of the leader of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Verse 16. Therefore, the steward withheld their portion of the choice provision and the wine that they were to drink and gave them vegetables. 1 Corinthians 10, verses 19 to 21. What then am I saying? That what is sacrificed to an idol is anything? Or that an idol is anything? No, but that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to demons and not to God. And I do not want you to become those who have fellowship with demons. You cannot drink the Lord's cup and the demon's cup. You cannot partake of the Lord's table and of the demon's table. Genesis 2, verse 9. And out of the ground Jehovah God caused to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, as well as the tree of life in the middle of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Revelation 2, verse 7 and 17. Verse 7. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, to him I will give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. Verse 17. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, to him I will give of the hidden manna, and to him I will give a white stone, and upon the stone a new name written, which no one knows except him who receives it. Revelation 3, verse 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, then I will come in to him and dine with him and he with me. Jeremiah 15, verse 16. Your words were found and I ate them, and your word became to me the gladness and joy of my heart. For I am called by your name, O Jehovah, God of hosts. Related reading. The choice food was defiling, not clean, for it had been offered to Nebuchadnezzar's gods. For Daniel and his companions to eat that food would have been to take in the defilement, to take in the idols, and thus to become one with Satan. If they had done this, God would have been finished and would have had nothing on earth for himself and his interest. Then Satan could have boasted and said, God, you have been completely defeated. You have nothing on earth to represent you and to be one with you. God had been defeated in his elect. Now, if their descendants in the captivity, the younger generation, had followed in the steps of their fathers, God would have been fully defeated. But Daniel and his companions were for God. They were attached to God, they cleaved to God, and they were one with God because they took God in. To eat Nebuchadnezzar's choice food, is to take Satan as our supply and to become one with Satan. I am concerned that you may be eating the choice food provided for you by today's Nebuchadnezzar. If we are careless in our eating, in our shopping, in where we go, and in what we do, we may take in something related to idols, something demonic. We are what we eat. If we eat godly food, that is, if we eat God food, God as our food, we will be one with God. In Daniel 1, we first see the figure of a fighting, overcoming general, Nebuchadnezzar, who has just returned from Jerusalem to Babylon, with many captives following behind him. Second, we see four brilliant young men among the captives. Third, these young men are specially chosen from among the captives and then presented with the king's choice food. Fourth, they set their hearts to keep themselves for God, and they reject the royal food and eat vegetables only. Nevertheless, the four become very pleasant, happy, and healthy. Then, as a result, God's presence, wisdom, and insight are with them, and they can understand things 10 times better than all the others in Nebuchadnezzar's realm. In Revelation 2 and 3, there are 7 epistles directly from the Lord Jesus to the churches. At the end of each epistle, there is a promise. These promises are not only for the future, but also for today. Surely we will eat the tree of life in the future, because Revelation 22 tells us so, but we can also enjoy the tree of life today. The Bible has a principle that whatever will be there as the full taste, we have today as the foretaste. We can eat of the tree of life, the hidden manna, and the feast today. The entire Bible is consistent with the matter of eating to produce the building. Even in Genesis 2, there is the revelation of eating the tree of life. The Lord's recovery is the recovery of the eating of Jesus for the building up of the church. This is not only for this age, but also for eternity. We need to eat Jesus to grow, to be transformed, and to be built together. Then we will have the building of the church. By this way, the Lord is going to fulfill his prophecy regarding the building up of the church. This prophecy is fulfilled by eating Jesus. Eating keeps the oneness. Eating builds up. If you are divisive, that means you are wrong in the matter of eating. If you are right in the matter of eating, surely you will be united and even uniting. You will be the ones who are built and who are building others. When will the Lord build his church? Now. How will the Lord build his church? By our eating Jesus.